The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, no matter where you're at. Howdy, hey. I want to thank the guy that filled in for me yesterday. Oh, it was me. I had network business to do and technical people to meet, and I couldn't do the show yesterday. So if you were jonesing for somebody else, fooled you, that was me. That was Memorex. At any rate, it is the, it's already the 5th of December. 5th of December already, 2018. Is anybody surprised that 2018 went by like the abbreviated version of a year? I don't know, are we spinning faster in space than we were before? I'm not quite sure. At any rate. Well. Stock market. It's a good thing that the stock market closed for Daddy Bush. And folks, for those that know, this has got to be making your stomach turn. Because it's making mine turn. And you're seeing all the friendly ones, all the past presidents, and, you know, Barack Obama with, what was Barack's husband's name? Mike? Michael? Oh, God. Oh, and of course, Bill Clinton and the boys. There's indictments starting to come down, kind of eating around the edges of the Clinton Foundation. Hopefully they're warming up. Many people are up in arms. They said at the G7 meeting that Trump rolled, that he was looking confused. And when stories like this happen, you can bet your bottom dollar where they're emanating from. But we'll see. Now, before I forget here. California, here I come, right back where I started from. Folks, more than 7 in 10 households headed by immigrants in the state of California are on taxpayer-funded welfare. The latest Census Bureau data, analyzed by the Center for Immigration Studies, finds that 72% of households headed by non-citizens and immigrants use one or more forms of taxpayer-funded welfare programs in California, the number one immigrant-receiving state in the United States. Meanwhile, only about 35% of households headed by native-born Americans use welfare in California. Now, remember the stories, because these statistics may not be accurate. It may be more than this. Because you know the one thing the immigrants don't like to do, the illegal ones? Let's just call them what they are, illegal aliens. Slap me if I call them immigrants again. Party crashers, pew jumpers, whatever. But remember that they didn't like talking to federal people because they were afraid of being arrested? Do you think in the sanctuary state they're all just happy little campers, safe and secure in the knowledge nothing's going to happen to them? Don't think so, because you know what? Guess who has the Census Bureau information at their fingertips? That's right, another governmental agency. So that's not even an accurate number. It's probably higher than that, because some of those aliens out there, folks, have not talked to the Census Bureau. All four states with the largest foreign-born populations, including California, have extremely high use of welfare by immigrant households. In Texas, for example, nearly 70% of the households headed by immigrants use taxpayer-funded welfare. Jeez. Meanwhile, only 35% of native-born households in Texas are on welfare. In New York and Florida, a majority of households headed by immigrants and non-citizens are on welfare. Overall, 63% of immigrant households use welfare, while only 35% of the native-born households use welfare. The Trump administration is looking to soon implement a policy that protects the American taxpayers' dollars from funding the mass importation of welfare-dependent foreign nationals by enforcing what he's calling a public charge. Now, this is the rule whereby legal immigrants would be less likely to secure a permanent residency in the U.S., if they have used any forms of welfare in the past, including using Obamacare, food stamps, and public housing. By the way, don't tell the Democrats nobody wants their Obamacare. I'm sorry, the Affordable Care Act, which it turns out it wasn't anything. It wasn't affordable. And care? Well, how much do they care? Yeah. The immigration controls would be a boon for American taxpayers in the form of an annual $57.4 billion tax cut. The amount taxpayers spend every year on paying for welfare, crime, and schooling costs of the country's mass importation of 1.5 million new, mostly low-skilled legal immigrants. As Breitbart News reported, the majority of the more than 1.5 million foreign nationals entering the country every year use about 57% more food stamps than the average native-born household. Overall, immigrant households themselves consume 33% more cash welfare than American citizen households and 44% more in Medicaid dollars. Now, this is straining of public services by a booming $44 million foreign-born population. Are they admitting that there's 44 million foreign-born people in this country now? Well, it looks like they are. Now, that translates to the average immigrant household costing American taxpayers $6,234 in federal welfare. Isn't that great? And they probably went out and bought that new pickup truck. God, I won't even go into it. Down here in Texas, folks, and this is true. Down here in Texas, you can always tell when you're seeing illegals. Why? Because it's the brand new pickup truck with eight people packed in it, and the windows are down and the air conditioner is off. Is that not true, Michael? That is true. It is true. All right, let's get into some serious stuff here. Now, you've been told by the media that these riots, which they're really not showing you a whole lot of in France, yeah, it was about a gas tax. Yeah, well, it's a tax. But here's the deal: these Paris tax revolts. The world begins to realize the truth about government. The world appears to be slowly awakening to the disaster that governments have caused and funded by theft over the course of human history. The French revolts, which began over the increase in the petrol tax, left 133 people injured and over 400 arrested after people rose up finally, realizing that all taxation is theft. As governments across the globe increasingly enslave the tax cattle, more and more are waking up to the violence and horrific atrocities committed in the name of government with funds stolen from innocent people. Say it ain't so. Paris was only the latest example of people becoming to realize that they're enslaved to the political elites and are finally demanding their freedom and refusing to be stolen from any longer. Now, this story does not really cover the taxes and why the taxes are there. They just know that, and folks, think of it this way. Any country that is using fiat currency, people are getting antsy. Why? Because the value of that currency has gone through the floor. People are realizing it's not real money, and inflation around the world is eating up any gains that they have by using that. If they park it in some kind of account that gains them interest, it's being outstripped by the inflation rate. Now, that's the one story that I posted on Republic Broadcasting. Now, let me go to the other one that goes into more detail and the reasons why. You got to watch these little buggers. You got to watch them because they'll conveniently leave out certain aspects. And I'll get into the false news and why it's, Well, evidently, Macron blinks. France itself suspends fuel tax hike after the Yellow Vest riots. And here's an update. Despite French President Emmanuel Macron letting his people eat cake, with a six-month suspension of the government's new climate change fuel taxes. Oh, there it is. The so-called Yellow Vest movement, which has been protesting throughout France for more than 3 weeks, is still spitting mad. We didn't want a suspension. We want the past increase in the tax on fuels to be canceled immediately, said Yellow Vest organizer Benjamin Cauchy on BFM TV. Quoting him, suspending the tax to reinstate it in 6 months is taking the French people for a ride. French people aren't sparrows waiting for crumbs from the government. And this is what was said. Greenwich Times, they printed, the president's silence drew a wrath of some. Macron has still not, he still not seem fit to talk to the people, said a person by the name of DeWall, a Yellow Vest spokesman on BFM TV. We feel his disdain. He maintains his international engagement, but doesn't speak to the people. Sebastian Chenu, a spokesman for Marine Le Pen's far-right National Rally Party, which has supported the Yellow Vest in hopes of capturing their votes, said on LCI that the French won't be fooled, the government has understood nothing, it's just playing for time. Others, however, may have been put aside by the limited time moratorium on the taxes, as a Tuesday BVA opinion poll for the La Tribune, reveals that 70% of French citizens surveyed think the postponement justifies stopping the Yellow Vest protest. Well. Meanwhile, French police ordered the cancellation of two football matches scheduled for Saturday, while French Interior Minister Christophe Castaner told lawmakers on Tuesday that additional security personnel would reinforce the 65,000 police and gendarmes during this Saturday's planned protest. And some police unions have floated the idea of drafting the army as a backup. According to Paris-based journalist Kath Catherine Field. Now, again, they want to do all this fancy globalist stuff. And they want to do it, they want to take the money out of your pocket in order to do it. Well, what happened to the 1%? You know, the 1%ers out there, the people that have all the money. Why don't they pay for it? If they want it so badly, let them pay for it. Folks, just look at it this way, as the world's first global tax. Taxes for nothing. And basically, that's it. It's just another way to draw revenue that they're going to use. Because guess what? They're not taking in enough revenue. The governments of the world have not figured out that, well, you know what? We've already made one mistake that we're not going to admit to our people, as we're using that fiat funny money crap that is literally destroying our nation, just like it has other countries around the world, and is still doing so. So we're going to play a little shell game. We'll kind of leave out that globalist kind of thing. You know, we don't want to direct people's attention to that. But, you know, we do need tax money. And it's getting so bad. Speaking of taxes, I think this is still up on our front page here of what Illinois is going to be doing to grab some tax money. Mikey, is that story still up on the front page? It's about Illinois and them taxing internet. If you find it, you never saw that one? At any rate, for the streaming services on, Mike, what's the major game console out there? PlayStation 4. Now, this isn't a tax for you got to drop quarters or money into a box before you can play your game disc. No, more and more people are using that to stream, okay, for television and whatever else. That's where you're zapped with the 9%. They're charging you 9% tax on your Xbox or your, and I'm sure it's Xboxes as well. They're not going to discriminate here. Not when it comes to taking money that they shouldn't be taking in the first damn place. In the immortal words of Rush Limbaugh. Who? Huh? Huh? I'm sorry, I can't hear. What? Limbaugh? Oh. Oxycontin? Yeah, you got some? Oh, no. Oh. Sorry. God. He says that the media respect for George H.W. Bush is phony. Never treated him like this when he was alive. Well, that's because, Raj, you idiot. You're out there, Democrats are bad, Republicans are great. No, the whole Republican platform, I think it was a 7-point-something earthquake that shifted them from kind of center-right all the way over to the left. Didn't you see him swap and spit, Raj? Didn't you see Georgie Bush and his wife? Didn't you see Barack Obama and Michael? I'm sorry, Michelle. Didn't you see Bill and Hillary? And the Trumpets were in there as well. They're all swapping spit with each other. Media respect for H.W. Bush. Hey, Rush, with all your grandstanding that you've done on radio for all these years, you big blowbag, the rest of the country is starting to figure out who's who in the sock puppet arena. I won't even call them the deep state. They're not the elected officials. They're the directed officials. It is the choice of the parties who they put up there for us to vote for. George in Texas, I'll take your call after this break. 800-313-9443. I got a bunch of stuff to go through here today. So everybody, make yourself a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. Sit back in your chair. We're going to be talking tomorrow, some more to you here in just a couple of minutes. What?
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning.
Next estimate for home improvement, and I'm sorry, what was your name?
Kyle, sir.
Kyle. And
yes.
That sounds like an American name to me, but you're not American.
I'm from Arizona, sir.
Seriously? No, I don't want any home improvements.
Sir.
Can you take me off your
no
call
problem.
List? Thank
happy
you.
Happy holidays.
Happy bye-bye. Happy holidays. Nuts. I thought it was going to be some Punjab from India. Damn it. What? What did she just do? Shame on me. George in Texas. Hello, George.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Hi.
I could tell you one thing. If I were the president planning my own funeral, I certainly wouldn't be blocking Houston, the Houston interstates, because I'll tell you one thing. You block one part of Houston freeways, all of Houston's screwed up.
Well, I hope everybody realizes what this is all about. What did they do with John McCain? Didn't they lay him in state as well?
Yeah, but you know what the strangest thing is? It's like during the state funeral, there was no gun carriage with the riderless horse. Because that's usually part of a state funeral.
Mm. You're talking about the caisson that, yeah. Well, people, we're recognizing this. The state is in trouble, and what they're trying to do is make everybody believe that we're all singing Kumbaya and everything is just fine. When they take John McCain and lay that asset that nobody liked and let him lie in state and everybody gush over him, what a great American John McCain was. And we're over here playing the Vietnamese recordings that they did of him propagandizing for the communists. But this whole thing with Herbert Walker, this is the state demonstrating without a doubt to me that they're scared. They're trying to whip everybody into place, trying to get them to believe in the politicians, the political parties once again. And look, we're demonstrating how much we love each other. The Democrats and Republicans got together over this wonderful guy, George Bush. Give me a break. Mr. Skull and Bones himself, the guy that started the wars that have killed millions. I mean, give me a break. They're scared. That's why you've had this three-day thing. Hell, they even closed Wall Street. They closed Wall Street today, for God's sakes.
You know how many billions of dollars it costs for this national day of mourning? How many bureaucrats, useless bureaucrats we got to pay for take a day off?
Mm.
Even the post office, I mean, they should have kept delivering the mail. You know how much that's probably screwed up the economy, too?
Doesn't matter. They're willing to spend billions of dollars because, well, it's not their money, it's yours. You're on the hook for it, my friend, just like you were for the mortgage-backed security takedown between $1 and $1.4 quadrillion dollars, just like you're on the hook for everything else.
All I get to say is about, like everybody in Houston say, oh, how much of a nice guy he was and all that stuff. And the thing is, I hear from different, how the Bushes treated the Reagans. You know, Bush wanted to be president real bad, you know. He was buddy with Hinckley.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like I say, this ex-Bonesman, you know, he ain't having holding Barbara's hand. I think he's in hell.
He's in a special pot of boiling oil down there.
The only Bush I think is in heaven is Robin Bush, the 3-year-old, because she didn't know any better. And I'm glad she was spared.
Yeah.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome, George. Yeah, I'll tell you, I haven't even watched the news. I haven't watched the news for 3 days because of this. This nauseating, foaming at the mouth, falling over. And some of the accolades that have been given to this guy. That, oh, he was a very funny guy. Really? No, who's funny is your son, George, that doesn't have to say a damn word for him to be funny. He just looks funny. But, oh, he was such a humanitarian. Oh, he loved people. Well, what about all the people in the Middle East he put 6 foot under the sand? See, we don't talk about things like this. And out of the great state of Michigan, I feel for you guys. This, I had to check the veracity of the story, and it is true. We have to fact check the stories now, folks. Not because we're purveyor of fake news, but every once in a while they'll slip one in on us. And we got to do a retraction. But in Michigan, an innocent... Well, I guess I'll have to hold. Holding. Can I hold my breath for 3 minutes? If I'm passed out, come in here and slap me so I can get up in front of the mic here. All right, starting now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
An innocent mother and blah, 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 I just can't get my lips working today. An innocent mother and her three children are now homeless just before Christmas after police destroyed their home looking for a suspect who was not there. And when I say destroyed the home, I'm telling you, they destroyed the house. All the doors and the windows are gone. They trashed the inside of the house. In Buena Vista Township in Michigan, if police think there's a bad guy in your house, they can smash out windows, kick in doors, and even rip walls completely apart. Even when this alleged bad guy is not in the house, police can and will destroy it anyhow. Crystal Thomas just learned this fact the hard way, and just before Christmas. It's the way of Buena Vista Township police saying, bah humbug and screw you. Last Friday, police executed a search warrant at Thomas's home looking for her 16-year-old son who was suspected of robbing a store. The execution of this search warrant consisted of smashing in all the windows, tearing off doors, kicking in window units, ripping walls down, and destroying furniture. Cops even smashed the basketball goal outside the home just for good measure. They made sure I could not live in my home, said Thomas, who's now homeless, along with her three children. Thomas said when police notified her of the search warrant and detained her on the way home, she offered to cooperate fully, going so far as to offer them a key to the place. She explained to the officers she had not seen her son since he became defiant. Doesn't say how long that was, but at any rate. I cooperated with him to the fullest while I was detained, she said. My son called my phone several times while I was detained, and they told me to answer it the last time he called. When her son called, Thomas told him to turn himself in, and she offered to let police into her home to show him that he wasn't there. They got the same information from me, and the police also questioned the children. Even though Thomas and all of her children told the SWAT team that her son was not in the house, officers safely trumped logic with and reason and apparently a roof over a family's head. They said they can't do it like this because there are precautions. I didn't know the precautions would be all of this. The precautions consisted of all but tearing the home completely down and then sending in a robot to find that no one was in the home. It looked like a tornado had come through. You want to talk about some chicken craps? 16-year-old kid. They tear the house down, then they're too afraid to go in the house. They send a robot in. Oh, you people in this township, you need to shut these asshats down. They sent the robot in after they tore up the house, Thomas said to MLive.com tearfully. They could have sent the robot in first. Now, as Thomas struggles to find a place to live just before Christmas, police tell her that it's up to her to try and recover her losses. What? What? Oh, God. It's a good thing that didn't happen to me. I would have went postal on their butts. The owner can file a claim with the insurance company, and the insurance company goes through the state administrator. Michigan State Police Lieutenant David Kaiser said, the owner has already been in contact and is working with the state police and the insurance company. Kaiser called the incident unfortunate, especially with the holidays coming. No, what's unfortunate is you got asshats wearing badges. They're too afraid. They're afraid of their own shadows. This is a 16-year-old boy, not some hardened criminal murderer escaped from prison, for God's sakes. It's not her fault that her son made some bad decisions, Kaiser said, ignoring the fact that it was the police who destroyed her home and not her son. Sadly, police destroying homes looking for non-existent suspects happens more than people think. As the Free Thought Project previously reported, Cherokee County Sheriff David Groves and his heroic team of militarized stormtroopers descended on a home of a single mom and her five kids in Galena, Kansas, just before Christmas in 2015. Upon removing the mother and her five children from the house, police entered into a 20-hour-long standoff with an empty house. After not breaking things or killing anybody for 19 hours, the officers became restless, said the hell with the sheriff's strategy of waiting for him to come out, and proceeded to storm the home. A SWAT truck with a battering ram attached was used to poke holes and tear apart the house in an attempt to drive the non-existent suspect out. As deputies became unable to find him, they began taking their frustrations out on couches, beds, lamps, clothing, toys, and even the family's Christmas tree was ripped through a window and smashed to bits. Just like Thomas, the entire time, Nita Lane, the homeowner, was trying to tell the cops that the suspect was not there and does not live there. Just like Thomas, police did not listen. Folks, do you know how gutturally angry that makes me? That the people that are supposed to be there for the people, oh yeah, they're there for you, all right. Don't get in our way, because we just might kill you as we roll over you like a steamroller. This is they've all gone bat crap crazy, all been militarized. Their state of mind is protection for our soldiers first, and the hell with you second. And it's no big deal for them to call the ambulance and have the paramedics declare you dead. They throw you in a damn body bag, take you to the morgue, and toe tag you. That's part of their job. These people disgust me. You know, if there is a second American Revolution in this country, excuse me for saying and using this term, but this is how I feel. You douchebags better get on the Patriot side, because where you're going, it's on a straight road to hell, and we're going to help put you there. Art, off the grid. Hello, Art.
You know, John, I'll tell you what, it's just absolutely, I mean, we've got this, they always, it seems that these people just always got to have something to cry about. I mean, White Christmas, we got to ban that because it's white and it's Christmas. We can't have Charlie Brown Christmases anymore. I mean, they're going after the bullying and Rudolph and all of it. I mean, just all of this absolute insanity. And it seems to me that the more, I don't know exactly how to say this, it's like the more they are allowed to get away with this ridiculousness, the more ridiculous it gets.
Well, and this is why I've said, and I'm going to do a story here after I get done speaking with you, that I've told people that it's time to stand up and push back. Are you over the shell-shocked of maybe being called a racist or a misogynist or, you know, some other snowflake term backed by nothing but a bunch of bumper sticker slogan crap? They have no brains in which to think. They don't understand our form of government and the protections that it actually gives them. They don't understand freedom and liberty. The only thing they understand is groupthink. That's the only thing they get anymore, because they don't have minds of their own.
Yeah, I just don't get it. It makes no sense to me at all. But at least there's one thing I can say to the positive, and I was actually quite grateful for this. You remember when
whoever you have playing in the background, and it ain't us, turn it down.
Oh, sorry about that.
Art, don't you ever call this program without me echoing in my own ear. just teasing. Go ahead.
And, you know, when, what was it, Scalia passed. They used it as a political, you know, they politicized the whole thing. At least with Bush, at least they didn't turn this into a political thing. And I was actually grateful for that. It seemed like people were actually conducted themselves the way they should have. What I find disturbing is when he was alive, they had nothing but terrible things to say about him. And now all of a sudden that he's passed, it's like, what is it? Why do we have to change the way we view somebody just because he died?
Art, part of the psychological program that they've been running on the American people the last 3 days, and you hit part of it, yeah, even MSNBC and NBC and ABC and CBS and all of them were just out there fawning over the great H.W. Bush. Herbert Walker Bush didn't have a bad thing to say about the guy. Well, but that is part of, I guess you could call it, the deep state. And demonstrably, you know, who are they cozying up to? Well, both parties were cozying up with each other. To do what? To make the distinction between them and Donald Trump. They barely whispered those words. Joy Behar did that on whatever the hell that morning show is with McCain's daughter up there. She got into a Joy Behar. But my yeah. God, I mean, I just...
That was interesting for sure. Well, I had to look about that, you know. But what do you think as far as like what's happening over in France right now? Do you think that could be what we're witnessing, the beginning of what Mike was talking about previously, the beginning of like a worldwide revolution of sorts?
Well, I can only say this. I didn't hear Mike's program. I had it turned down. I was working on a computer and doing office stuff here, but I didn't hear what he had to say, but I've been telling people for a long time, and sometimes I think people just hear me talk and they think that I'm giving them the rah-rah speech. You know, I'm trying to keep them positive. You know, when I say things like, you know, the world is really waking up. And, you know, 25 years ago, I was on shortwave that reached half the damn planet, and we were talking about this country and the banking and everything else. This stuff travels at 186,000 miles per second. Okay, it got around the world pretty quickly, and it started planting the seeds in people's minds. Now, wait a minute. something ain't right here, and there's a common denominator. It's called the funny money people. I've been talking about that for years, and they're now starting to get their heads wrapped around it. When they saw the formation of the EU, and we were hard-pressed over here to do the North American free drug and, you know, the combining Canada and the United States and Mexico, yeah, the North American bullpucky. They started to catch on. They've seen the fruits of what these wicked people have put together, and they ain't liking it. They're finally starting to figure it out. Just because they speak a different language? I had people contact me, Art, that they would translate for groups of people. They'd sit around and listen to the show that was in English, didn't speak a damn word of it, but there was somebody that was translating for the groups. So we've been talking to little groups of people for years and years and years and years and years and years and years. And we finally planted the seeds worldwide. They're starting to get it.
Well, I hope we get this thing figured out before it goes too far. Because, I mean, while I'm pretty much basically, I think I'm pretty much prepared for anything that might come my way. But I'd rather not go there if we can find another.
Here's the primary thing that needs to be done. When this financial system crashes, and you know damn right well it's going to do the domino thing around the world.
It is.
The governments need to be ready. The people got to make sure that this is it. Because what you're going to see are the markets crashing and all those contracts and those obligations and everything. Oh, my God, that's all in peril. No, what the respective governments at that point need to do is print their own damn currency, replace whatever currency is out there, pull that all back in, put out the government currency at zero interest, and let's just get on with this thing. That's what they need to do. And that's what the people of the respective countries all around the world need to do. Let them crash. You know, does the entire world's population die when an airliner goes down or a ship sinks? No. Unfortunate for those people that were on those vehicles of transportation. I feel bad for them. But you know what? A couple of hundred people here, maybe a couple thousand people there. When you wink off the face of this planet, you become a footnote in history. Life goes on. And yep. This is what is exactly has to happen. I'm going to pop a bottle of champagne when the Federal Reserve finally falls on its face. And you know what? We can argue about making that debt good in the future. But in the meantime, you are replaced.
Yep. Absolutely. Hey, thanks, man. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Art. And folks, I'm very proud to report I've been received quite nicely at my new place that I bank. The manager and his top tier of management in that place, boy, they got the lowdown on the real economy and the real money and all of that. They get it. And guess what I get when I walk in the door to that place? Smiles from ear to ear. Because evidently they didn't have somebody bold enough that they had done business with that took the time to explain how screwed up things really are. But more importantly, just not whining about the screw up and the chaos and, oh, poor us, the reasons why it happened. And I'm telling you, man, I walk in that place now, I got people rolling. I put them in a good mood. This isn't all dark and gloomy. I don't stand around with a frown on my face, furtively looking around. I walk in that place with a big smile on my face. I talk to people like they're what? People and not idiots. I tell them why the reasons why things are going on. And you know what? Not being part of some banking institution, national banking institution, they get it. They get it. Are they still dealing with the private reserve money for profit? Yeah, until it's replaced. And when I made mention of the fact that, you know what, Federal Reserve goes belly up, you know what, too bad for you. That's right. The Treasury had already shipped out the new currencies to all the banks. Banks are going to close for one day just to replace the currency, pull the old crap out of circulation, put the new stuff in. That's all that they need to do. debt forgiveness by these murderous sons of buggers? I'm not. Debt forgiveness? I'll just draw out a shotgun and just cock it once and just stand there with a look in my eye like, make my day. And you'll see these little cockroaches scurrying. They think they're going to, here's the deal with them. They think they're going to be able to continue to do business or limit their liability because they've been contracted by the respective governments worldwide. But, you know, we got this funny little thing. It's called a constitution. We're a republic. We the people are the government. We had a bunch of false people stepping in, pretending to be representatives of we the people, but they were part and parcel of the criminal cabal that ripped us stupid. Guess what's not going to happen? We're not going to get too much resistance from these politicians. They're going to be running with the rest of the cockroaches. Let's take the break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, YAF wins landmark free speech lawsuit of one of those infamous snowflake hellholes, University of Berkeley, UC Berkeley. And they had to pay $70,000 and rescind unconstitutional policies. Following more than a year of hard-fought litigation in the hostile Ninth Court, of all places, Young America's Foundation secured victory for free speech against the University of California, Berkeley. Through YAF's lawsuit and subsequent settlement agreement executed over the weekend, UC Berkeley agreed to the following terms set by the Young America's Foundation. Pay Young America's Foundation $70,000, rescind the unconstitutional high-profile speaker policy, and this is where they demanded that you hire security and jump through all of these hoops because their student body were acting like a bunch of animals. Three, rescind the viewpoint discriminatory security fee policy. Well, you see the above. Abolish its heckler veto. Protesters will no longer be able to shut down conservative expression. Now, in university level, folks, this is landmark. It really is. These are people that are pushing back, and they kept pushing for a year. The landmark victory for free expression means University of California, Berkeley, can no longer wantonly treat conservative students as second-class members of its community while ignoring the guaranteed protections of the First Amendment. No longer can UC Berkeley place a 3 p.m. curfew on conservative speech. No longer can UC Berkeley ban advertisements for Young America Foundation-sponsored campus lectures. And no longer can UC Berkeley relegate conservative speakers to remote or inconvenient lecture halls on campus while giving leftist speakers access to preferred locations. And by the way, there's nobody out there trying to tear their little sandcastles down, meaning the right protesting and disrupting. No. No. So they didn't have to hire all the security. So they got the, top shelf treatment out there, looks like. Further, the policy that allowed Berkeley administrators to change conservative students $20,000 for security to host Ben Shapiro, an amount three times greater than the fee charged to the leftist students to host liberal Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. It's gone. YAF and UC Berkeley agreed to a fee schedule that treats all students equally. Unless students are handling money or serving alcohol in an event, the security fee will be zero. This win for free speech, a blow to radical Antifa mobs, means university facilities will be available to students on a first-come, first-served basis. No longer will the community's reaction to speech be factored into decisions regarding lecture venues, meaning intolerant leftists cannot use the heckler's veto to determine who's allowed to speak or where or when they're permitted to appear, if ever. Transparency and accountability have replaced the notoriously murky process previously enforced by Berkeley administrators because Young America's Foundation, our intrepid counselor led by Hamit K. Dillon, and that is a name, I didn't make it up, and the fearless students at Berkeley College, Republicans, wouldn't flinch in this David versus Goliath fight. Young America's Foundation is thrilled that after more than a year of battling Berkeley against the First Amendment rights of its own students, the university finally felt the heat and saw the light of their unconstitutional censorship. YAF spokesman Spencer Brown, he said YAF's landmark victory for free expression, long squelched by Berkeley's scheming administrators who weaponized flawed policies to target conservatives, shows that the battle for freedom undertaken by YAF on campuses nationwide is necessary. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to do exactly that. University to university to university to university. Go, you young, proud Americans. I'm proud of you. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus? For a one-time donation to RBN of only $400. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.